Okay, so throughout the Buddha's teachings, he emphasized over and over again the need for balance. And he expressed this in terms of what he called the middle way. And in terms of the retreat schedule, we can see that in the balance between periods of walking, periods of sitting, periods of stillness, and periods of motion. So at times we're keeping our attention very internal in the sitting, and then when we're walking, we're opening to more of the senses, including seeing and hearing. And when we do walking meditation on retreat, we do it in quite a formal way. It's not just going for a walk. So instead, we pick a track of about maybe 20 paces, and we simply walk up and down that track slowly and mindfully. And the reason why we stay on just that one track is that if we're walking around, our attention tends to get pulled here, pulled there. We're thinking about where we want to go, what we want to get to. We're looking for something more interesting and stimulating to get involved with. And that tends to scatter our attention. But if we stick to the discipline of a single track, that can really powerfully support the samadhi, the stilling, the steadying of the mind. So because walking is practiced with our eyes open and while we're moving, it's a little bit closer to our daily activity. And it gives us practice at maintaining mindfulness when there's more going on. And on retreat, we usually do this relatively slowly. But we don't want to force this slowing down. So especially in the beginning, you might walk just slightly slower than normal. And then as the retreat progresses, you might find yourself naturally slowing down more and more. But don't force it. So when we're walking, the anchor for our attention is the contact of the feet with the ground. So when we're sitting, it's a rhythm of breathing in and out. When we're walking, it's the simple knowing of placing the feet. And in the beginning, we can simply know or note left and right as we walk. And then as it slows down, we might notice lifting, moving, placing. So just to give you an example of that, when we come to the beginning of the track, we just stand and know that we're standing. So we pause for a moment, establish that contact, the mindfulness of the contact of the feet with the ground. We might just know right and left, right and left. We come to stillness at the end of the track. We pause for a moment. Then slowly, mindfully turn around. We keep our gaze downwards, but we're not looking at our feet because that's going to create tension in the neck. And then as we get more slow, we can know or note lifting and moving and placing, and lifting, and moving, and placing. But we let that slowing down be natural. If we find ourselves tight and tense and wobbling, probably wiser to move a little faster. So that's the basic pattern. Let's just slowly come to standing now and give that a try. So just standing in place. Just standing, knowing that you're standing. Noticing the quality of the energy in the body and how it's different when you're upright to when you're sitting. Bring the awareness to the contact of the feet with the floor. And then shift the weight to one side and take just a small step forward. Bring the other foot so that you're standing, knowing that you're standing. And then take one other small step and just notice all the sensations in the feet, the tendons, the muscles, the bones. the calf muscles and the knees, the shifting of the weight, the tensing and releasing in the thighs. There's a whole world of experience we can pay attention to. Okay, so you can return to your place for a moment. As you may have experienced, or as you might guess, this slowly walking up and down, times can bring up boredom. Anybody experienced that? Yes, very much so. So when we notice boredom or any kind of distraction, my suggestion is that you physically stop. So you realize, oh, I've just been walking up and down, thinking about whatever. Okay. When you recognize that, again, with a smile, simply begin again. Physically stop and notice what's going on in the body, in the heart, in the mind. If it's boredom, get curious about that. What is boredom? How do you know that you're bored? How does boredom feel in the body? What's it like? What kind of emotions and feelings come with it? And that very curiosity can help the boredom to release. So you take a moment to notice that. Then tune in to what's pleasant about the experience of walking. So again, just being in the present moment can be subtly pleasant. So take that in. Take in anything in the senses that you can appreciate or enjoy. And then once more, begin walking. Possibly after two more steps, you've got distracted again. Pause. Re-establish. So just like with the breath, we're simply mindfully beginning again. Okay, any questions about walking meditation?